dilemmas of the angel's intention. The angel loves Sundays, coffee and the paper, but it's hard today. A man says he cannot support a woman's right to abortion, even if she becomes pregnant after being raped. Such pregnancies, he explains, are intended by God. She puts down her coffee, turns away, and looks out the window into the silence of the winter morning, the yard filled with leaves fallen from the 100-year-old cottonwood tree, and the two squirrels darting around the trunk as if life required no thinking. Maybe the man's right. All killing is murder, no matter the horror of life's creation. Still, it eats at her. If the Lord intended the pregnancy, he intended the rape. She feels his invisible caress and distant gaze, hands pulling her gown aside, sometimes roughly. He must know there can be no product from their union. That same Sunday morning, a woman gets up before her husband and teenage daughters. She's waited all week for this pleasure, coffee and the paper, but she's out of milk, so quick goes to the store, a corner grocery like in a movie, run by an old couple who know her name, and the girls' names, even her husband's. When she forgets the money, they say, "Don't worry, you can pay next time." That's when it happens, the rape. The angel would intervene, wrestle the rapist away, but she knows it would do no good. When the Lord got Mary pregnant, he never knew her. He wanted a miracle and made the only kind he could. The squirrels are still running around the tree, brains swirling in the emptiness of their heads. The coffee is as cold as the winter wind blowing the leaves against the window. The angel would claw the skin off her bones, but she has no bones, no parts anyone can touch. She shivers, then unbuttons her robe. Let the Lord watch and imagine what he intends.